Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much.
Tired of hiding from the power of the Arizona sun? It's time you learn how to harness that power. We've got the solar experts from Harmon Solar here to tell you how. Now back to Rosie on the House.
Sunshine go away today. Feel much like
good morning and welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House this summer, Saturday, Arizona morning. Thank you for tuning in. We're here. If you've got a question or an inquiry about solar at your home, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Mr. Dan King of Harmon Solar is joining us in here. Harmon Solar, the Maricopa County Rosie Certified Solar Installation Contractor. Again, thanks for coming in. We always appreciate it when you take time out of your Saturday to join us.
Thanks so much for having us here again.
And I can tell you, there's nobody below the rim.
Nobody?
In the last week and a half that hasn't considered solar. They haven't already yet.
Can this sun do anything good for me right now other than to cook my brains? The Arizona Republic has been running quite a few articles on the status of the solar industry in Arizona, and I think that's part of what driving all the inquiries at our office, you know. But there was an article about a week ago that was just talking about Arizona's losing its intensity. The consumers are losing their intensity to engage in residential solar. And it has a little bit to do, I think, I'm reading between the lines, correct me if I'm wrong, that the utility companies have lost a little intensity in promoting it due to the fact that they have the mandate to be supplying a certain percentage of all their power must be done by renewable energy. And I don't know specifically. I think it's 15%
by 2025.
By 2025. Well, they're ahead of the curve.
Yep, they are right now.
So they've kind of backed off their incentive plan, which is kind of hurting the whole solar industry. But you may have heard me the last hour. I was making a presentation yesterday, and this woman, I mean, she was very insistent. In Arizona, it should be against the law to build a house without solar power.
It should be against the law to build them in sticks and stucco, too.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
true.
Not.
Yeah, they should all be masonry. That's
you know,
true
Rosie,
too.
I think you probably hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of publicity, or there has been a lot of publicity out there, not positive, you know, from a solar perspective with, you know, the net metering debate that went on towards the end of last year.
Threw everybody off the rail. It was like, what is that? Yeah. It just confused everybody.
Exactly. So I think that the industry is doing as best as they can to continue to educate and let people know that solar is still very viable. It can still save you a ton of money, even though there's no utility incentives available any longer.
Yeah, it still works. And yes, a big part of that is because the incentives, both federally, nationally, from the manufacturers, from the utility companies, drove the technology up to the next level. And your house is the perfect example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't really have much of an electric bill at our house.
And your system is eight years old?
Five or six years old. Yeah.
And I know you probably gave yourself a deal. But your system,
I don't know, father-in-laws can be a stickler sometimes.
but your system, probably cost three times what the comparable system would cost today? Twice as much?
No, I'd say you're probably on at about three times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was about $90,000. That was what the price of that system was to install. Of course, at that time, the panel prices were, you know, $3 or more a watt, which was 50% of it.
Yeah.
Panel prices have come down 60, 70%.
That's awesome. And that's what the incentives were designed to do, really, is to bring the technology into that next generation.
And I don't think the industry is, you know, we are excited that, you know, it doesn't need the utility incentives anymore. And we've got creative financing mechanisms in place that are making it probably more attractive now and can save people more money than it used to when we had huge incentives.
Boy, that's the next biggest question I get, Rosie. Should I lease or should I buy? I'm not a fan of leasing anything, generally speaking. But when you see the cash flow projections of the lease, it's awfully, awfully tempting.
I'm not a lease fan either. But you know what makes a lot of sense with solar? Any house you live in, you're going to have to pay an electric bill, no matter what.
Right.
And so it's almost the same thing. You could think of it that way, that, well, I've got to pay for energy anyway, so why not a system that's going to help sell back power?
Right. Well, you know, from Harmon Solar's perspective, you know, we have the ability to sell you if you have the cash. There's pros and cons to that. The lease has pros and cons, and financing too. There's great financing terms out there now that are stretched out 20 years that are getting very close to being as attractive, if not more attractive, than the lease product. So if you're opposed to leasing for whatever reason and you're better suited to own the system, we have the ability to do that for you as well.
Now, the advantages of leasing in, I think vehicles, you know, that's kind of an analogy I think most people can understand. Many of the lease packages assume 100% of the maintenance of the system.
Yeah,
that's the way it is in the solar industry, right?
I think the biggest advantage of a lease is if you have a decent credit score, you don't have to spend any money. So you don't have to come out of pocket with any money, and you can start saving on your electric bill right away. The leases are for 20 years typically, and they offer 100% warranty for the full 20 years, and they give you a guaranteed amount of production year over year that if they don't meet it, they will reimburse you for what they fell short.
So you're paying a lease payment to a finance company as opposed to sending a check to the utility company.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good.
Does the utility company own the finance company?
No, but that's a great idea.
You know, one of the things I was talking to someone in the utility company today, and, you know, in Arizona, our kilowatt rate is really pretty good. It really is pretty good when you compare it to other states. And I found out the reason that is Arizona is a net power exporter. We export a lot of power that we generate here that we don't consume here. And we sell that power at the spot rate, which is the highest price anybody can pay for it, to the sweet neighbors in California and Nevada. So they're buying our power at the highest possible rate because they're needing it on the spot market. That subsidizes Arizona homeowners' low utility rates.
Yeah,
you gotta love that.
It's tough for us sometimes when you have. I mean, you mentioned earlier how you are such a user of off-peak energy. When we go into a home and do an evaluation, people that can manipulate the rate structure that they have to do that. Sometimes it's tough to get solar to compete and make the rate less.
Well, I'd like to go solar just for the philosophical reason of knowing I did it. But off peak, I'm paying about 5 cents a kilowatt. On peak, I'm paying about 20 cents a kilowatt. And when we get our monthly bill at the end of the month, I mean, I'm average at about an 8.5, under 9 cents a kilowatt. And that's...
So what we would do in your case, Rosie, is we would take a look at your on-peak usage or needs. That 20-cent energy is what we want to focus on.
Yeah.
So if we can put solar and sell you solar for 9 or 10 cents per kilowatt hour, and you're offsetting 20 cents per kilowatt hour, I just saved you a boatload of money.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer's got me working pretty hard to get our house ready for sale because she got her eye on a lot. You know, I've been married to that girl 36 years, and she's never lived in a house I built. Is that incredible? She's lived in houses I've remodeled, but I've never built her homes.
That has no shoes.
It is the 100% maintenance-free home, and that's actually a show we're doing. Is it next week or the week after?
I think it's the week after, because we're doing repurposing next week,
Week. That's right. Okay, but we're coming up with an article and a show in 2 weeks just on Rosie's perfect maintenance-free home that he's building. Now, listen, Dan, if people wanted to get a hold of Harmon Solar, how would they do it?
Call 1-800-281-3189, or they can go to harmonsolar.com.
And people always ask me, they want me to tell them, does it make sense? And I always tell them, look, call a Rosie certified solar installer. They'll come to your house and do an analysis for free. It's very site specific, lifestyle specific. Mm-hmm. It's not right for everybody. The lot orientation is important. The roof structure is important.
Yeah, all of that, absolutely. You know, trees, your roof orientation, how you use energy, all of that is important. No two houses are the same.
Yeah. And the assessment is
free. Yeah, it doesn't cost anything.
So again, how would people get that free assessment?
Just give us a call at 1-800-281-3189 or harmonsolar.com.
All right. Here to answer y'all's questions on solar. Looks like the phone lines are completely lit. Romy, I don't think... Yeah, we do.
We got time.
We do.
I think we do. And I think we'll start with the the most obvious one. There's a lot of questions about leasing. How does it work with the energy management system? Yeah. But we're going to start with Chris, brand new to Tucson from Texas, and he wants to know about going solar.
So all right.
We'll start there. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Super fantastic.
So, like you said, we just moved to Tucson in February. Live just south of Tucson and actually Vail.
Nice.
And trying to figure out if solar is an option. We haven't lived here long enough, so I just don't know if it's with us being so new to the area. You know, we don't. If really a site assessment right now is a good thing, or if we need to wait a little longer for that.
You said you moved in February?
February, correct.
You know, it would make sense. The challenges you might be faced with looking at a potential lease is most of the leasing companies like to get 12 months worth of energy usage before they can demonstrate to you or feel comfortable about the kind of savings that they're going to document. But if you're looking at financing or purchasing it, you can easily get an assessment done right away, and we would be able to kind of extrapolate what your estimated energy would be.
What's the family size, the home, and the home size?
So we're about 2,700 square foot. There's five of us in the house, four girls and me. So
okay.
You know, I got an 18-year-old and two younger ones that I'm assuming will be sucking up, and we're all electric, so they'll be sucking up hot water and blow dryers.
Yes, they will.
It might be something to where your house would only be able to fit a certain size system, and we could easily model what type of energy savings that might look like, you know, without looking at the roof or the house. You know, that would be the first step.
And that's Harmon Solar. And then we have two solar contractors down in southern Arizona, the Solar Store on Country Club in Tucson, and then Southwestern Solar down in Green Valley. You can get in touch with either one of them. Any of the three, the fact that Dan's offering to do an analysis for you is out of the goodness of his heart. That's really a little bit out of your range. But like you say, you were down.
Yeah, we travel all across the state.
Okay. But, there you go. When we get back, calls are loaded. We'll take them one by one.